From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Charges against the Army sergeant accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, the charges came in the widely publicized case of Bo Bergdahl and were announced today.
NPR spoke with Bo Bergdahl's lawyer, Gene Fidel, and he said that Bergdahl was handed a charge sheet today. He's being charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The desertion charge carries a penalty of 5 years in prison. And Gene Fidel, the lawyer, said a hearing will be held on April 22nd at San Antonio, Texas. That's where Bo Bergdahl is serving at Fort Sam Houston. And that's similar to a civilian grand jury. That hearing will determine if there's enough probable cause to go forward with a court-martial.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Bergdahl, the object of a massive search by the military, was captured by the Taliban. He spent 5 years in captivity before being released in a prisoner swap. Investigators now say they've retrieved the cockpit voice recorder from the crash of a German jetliner in the French Alps and hope to have a preliminary readout of any discussion just before the Airbus A320 went down. The crash of the plane, which was en route from Barcelona to Dusseldorf, claimed the lives of 150 people. In Barcelona, the head of the parent airline, Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr, described being at the crash site.
I have been at the crash site myself yesterday with the German Minister of Transport and Foreign Affairs. It was a terrible sight to see the small pieces of debris. And we have been organizing with the French authorities the possibility for those relatives who want to get closer to the scene of the accident to get there tomorrow.
Most of the individuals on the plane were from Germany and Spain, though an American woman and her daughter were reported to have been aboard the flight, as well as another as yet unidentified American. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was officially tasked today with forming a new government. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, Israel's president told him the top priority is mending relations with the U.S.
Political negotiations to create Israel's next government started even before Election Day, but Israel's president now officially asked Netanyahu to begin. Besides fixing relations with Washington, President Reuven Rivlin said top priorities are forming a government stable enough to last a full 4 years and healing divides within Israeli society. Netanyahu was accused of racism when he warned voters of a high Arab-Israeli turnout. He said he would work to heal domestic rifts. He also said he would work to preserve Israel's alliance with the U.S. while still fighting against an agreement that would allow Iran to pursue nuclear power. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Two of the biggest names in the food business are tying the knot. H.J. Heinz announcing today will acquire a portion of Kraft Foods in a deal that creates the world's fifth largest food and beverage company. The combination of the companies, each more than a century old, creates a merged company with a value of $100 million. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 292 points. This is NPR. The reports Yemen's embattled president, Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, has now fled the country by boat as Shiite-backed rebels and their allies continue their advance. Reports by officials speaking under condition of anonymity are that the Yemeni president left the southern port city of Aden under high security today. The officials would not disclose Hadi's destination. Amid Hadi's departure, there are reports of residents there looting the presidential compound. A biotech firm and a university are announcing an agreement to develop the first treatment for colorblindness. NPR's John Hamilton reports that if the effort succeeds, it could help millions.
The agreement is between the University of Washington and Avalanche Biotechnologies. Together, they hope to begin testing a gene therapy for colorblindness within 2 years. A similar approach has already cured the disorder in monkeys. Thomas Schalberg, the founder and CEO of Avalanche, says poor color vision causes problems for more than 10 million Americans, most of them men.
Really, we live in a color-coded world where messages of all kinds are sent to people through color coding.
Think stoplights or electrical wires. Schalberg says his company's technology allows genes to be delivered using a simple injection into the eyeball. John Hamilton, NPR News.
One of bankrupt electronics retailer Radio Shack's main lenders is asking a federal judge to intervene in an auction of assets, saying it submitted a proposal that is, quote, materially superior. Group Salus Capital Partners said today in a court filing it's submitting a bid jointly with three liquidators, offering $271 million in cash in an auction that began on Monday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.